Mr. Bundy, 9-0.
The Cypress thing is all set, so we're going to turn that message into Winona into one of thanks and congratulations. And we'll wait until we got it a little more buttoned up before we actually send it, because the Turks have come in very well. Second, Jackson does not want a letter. They've already voted to defer this thing, and there's no point your getting into a fight over it with until Senator Russell changes his mind anyway, and you can do that better talking with him than by...
He's not ever going to change his mind.
I gather not. And third, Mr. President, I've got a lunch with Joe Alsop. You got any messages for him?
No, except
I think I'll just stay away from Vietnam. I think he really wants to have a little old war out there. And
I'd ask him what his program is. I'd ask him if he wants to send people in there and start another Korea. He didn't say the other day in his column.
He just
said that he's really going to wreck me. But I'd like to tell him we'd like to have his recommendation.
What is your own internal thinking on this, Mr. President, that we've just got to stick on this middle course as long as there's any possible hope? And
I just can't believe that we can't take 15,000 advisors and 200,000 people and maintain the status quo for 6 months. I just believe we can do that if we do it right. Now, I don't know enough about it to know.
The only thing that scares me is that the government would up and quit on us, or that there'd be a coup when we'd
there may be another coup.
Yeah.
But I don't know what we can do. If there is, I guess that we just what alternatives do we have then? We're not going to send our troops in there, are we?
The one thing that I think you might find that I think Bob ought at least to look at is whether a stiffener in the sense of another couple of thousand people would have the cycle. It's not because they're needed to win the war, but only because they're needed to show that we think this damn thing can be done. I think there is a problem not of that is essentially a state of mind problem, and that action can affect that. For example, it may turn out that we want to add to those planes we sent into Thailand the other day a battalion of to go and have a watching brief in Thailand of Marines. We did that once before, and it had quite a striking effect. We got them out a little later on. These are things that we've got to go over the checklist of with McNamara and get your sense of what the costs and values are before he goes, so that he has a complete picture of the possible choices.
Why don't you make up all that? Why don't you get anybody else that you think has got any fresh ideas or new ones? I'd ask you what he recommends.
I will. I'll just say we're at a listening stage, and you tell me, because I don't want to give him anything to bite on that area. He, incidentally, is all cheered up because he was very wary of Hilsman and thinks that this is that Bill's going in there is in itself the sort of solution to the problem. It's not. No one man is going to solve a headache like this one.
No, but if we can keep him aboard, he ought to be aboard, but his two or three columns haven't helped us any.
No. Well, I think he meant them to be helpful because he'd honestly think this damn thing's about to come apart.
His first column was...
That was not helpful.
Not at all. Okay.
Right.